Yeah, and there is a science to successful communication interactions. You know, I've spent the last 20 years in communication space and studying the power of communication. And from the beginning through today, the ability to affect emotion through a word, through the power of a word, is really impactful.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And once again, I'm your host, Joe Melillo. And joining me today is President, CEO, and founder Josh Ross of K-Launch. And today we're going to be talking about a very important subject in what we do. And it's the power of words, the science of words. And it's something you're passionate about, Josh, because we utilize that in everything we do with every client we work with. And it's a huge differentiator for us. So I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it and excited to have it back on the podcast after a couple of weeks. And good to see you again in this new year.
Yeah, so thanks for the intro, Joe. It's great to be back after a couple of weeks. And I think it's so important to what we're about to talk about today, the science of words and how powerful a message, the right message is, the right word is. And so over the years, it's been said that words are singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. And, you know, words make a difference. And so we always talk about on this podcast and in our company about what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it. And words have the ability to help. They have the ability to lift. They have the ability to heal, hinder, hurt, or harm. And I think that what we say, the message of a word, can alter the course of history and inspire change. So that's what we're here to talk about today and looking forward to catching up with you here.
Of all days on Martin Luther King holiday, Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday, we're talking about the power of words. You want to talk about how powerful somebody's speeches can be. They resonate through time. They've changed the way we think about things. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is a perfect example of that. So what a serendipitous topic for all of us to talk about.
Absolutely. I mean, his ability with words and the ability to deliver the messages that were delivered, they were so passionate, felt with, you know, so heartfelt, and just so much that he had done over the years for humanity. And so it's just through the power of words, really.
Yeah. And we talk about it from our level, right? Even to the lowest of the low levels in terms of your daily interactions with somebody, just saying the right thing at the right moment can help somebody save a life. Even we've talked about this in Corano and K-Launch, because our technology is working with different churches. And Josh, why don't you tell the story about and tell our listeners what a powerful opportunity we had.
Yeah, over the course of the past several months, I mean, there's been an opportunity for us to be able to impact, you know, in many ways. But messaging matters, as we talk about here on this podcast, and electrify your message, right? So making sure that what you say, when you say it, how you say it, where you say it, it all matters. And so over the course of the past month, our team deployed some solutions directly for text engagement. And it really, we had an opportunity to, through the journey of questioning, through the journey of text, the ability to reach out to a number of folks that attended a particular congregation. This was through an engagement that we had with this congregation. And through that journey of words, through the journey of messaging, we were able to ask some questions about how folks were doing. You know, how do you feel? How are you doing? And over the course of maybe 15 to 20 messages, we were able to really build a dialogue with people on the other end that opened them up through, you know, whatever they were going through in their life. They were able to then communicate back via text, using text as the channel to communicate in the most effective way. And I think that we were able to help a number of people. And we talk about in this blog that I wrote recently about how we were able to save lives through texting. And I think that, you know, that may seem like an overstatement, but the reality is we saved some lives through sending text messages, through that journey of text and the interaction that we had with folks in a congregation.
And it's not an exaggeration, because what we find is, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a organization like a church or a congregation, or maybe it's like some of our partnership with Gleaners, as you heard Joe Slater talk about on a previous episode, that communication can be somewhat anonymous. You can have a little bit of anonymity with text messaging, which allows everyone to kind of feel more comfortable sharing thoughts that maybe they wouldn't be so bold to pick up the phone. They always talk about in a lot of different circles, how a phone can all of a sudden turn into a 1,000-pound phone. It's impossible to pick up, right? To call somebody if you're struggling with something, where the opportunity that we created with the congregation, that church, all of a sudden that text message is a little bit easier to get through to go get help. And that's exactly what happened. So we're really excited to share that news, but also to the point of the power of the science of words, the power of words is so imperative and intertwined in it with everything that we're doing here at K-Launch.
Yeah, and there is a science to successful communication interactions. You know, I've spent the last 20 years in communication space and studying the power of communication. And from the beginning through today, the ability to affect emotion through a word, through the power of a word, it's really impactful. And so, you know, law enforcement agencies use these types of tactics and techniques to be able to engage the science of words, to be able to engage someone who they're trying to negotiate with. And, you know, there's a couple steps to proper negotiation. And I wanted to just touch on those today. There's what's called the behavioral change stairway, which is what the FBI uses when they interact with folks. And it starts with something we've talked about a lot, which is active listening. So the ability to listen. And you, in order for you to listen, you first, you know, in a text exchange, it's really opening the dialogue through that journey or that question. And then we're able to then listen to the respondents and what do they have to say? How are they interacting? What is the demeanor of an individual on the other side of a text message? So, and then through that, we can build empathetic responses. So then we can be, you know, build deeper into the psyche of an individual by an empathetic response. And so that's understanding where they're coming from, showing them how that we care, and that the brands that we represent care in their interaction. And then the third thing is building rapport. Building that rapport comes after the empathy. So empathy is what you feel, and rapport is when you feel it back. So they start to trust through that engagement. And that, and these are, again, these steps are not our steps. These are steps that have been proven in through science of communication and behavioral change stairway that the FBI, as I mentioned, uses. The fourth thing is influence. And now that they trust you, you've gained the right to work on problem solving with them, and you can recommend any course of action through that interaction. So again, starting with active listening, which we use as a question that goes outbound through a text message. So we send the first question through the journey. Then we open that exchange. We listen to what those folks have to say based upon those questions. We build empathy, and then we build a rapport, and then we work through influence. And then that leads to behavioral change. So they act. And I think that that ties into our 3I value equation, which is involve, inform, and incent. And that's the proprietary methodology that we've created here at K-Launch in order to be able to help folks with experiential messaging.
I love it. And, you know, 5 easy steps. So just once again, I reiterate here, active listening. What was the second one, Josh?
Empathy. So it goes active listening, empathy. Building rapport, influence, which leads to behavioral change. So
listen, guys, this is from a sales or person-to-person discussion perspective, or just a life discussion. This is, you should be implementing this stuff every day in every interaction you have. If you're not actively listening, if you're just sitting there waiting to respond, the other person on the other end is not going to feel empathy or rapport or influence by you in any way. So step one is being truthfully active in your listening so that you can help the other person, whether it's in a regular conversation, on a phone call, on a text, it doesn't matter. So that's great. I love that, Josh. Thanks so much for sharing. That's a really good article.
Like I told you before, the power of words and the ability to change demeanor and emotion in people. And when we you know, our mission statement is we exist to help people by creating a culture that fosters personal, professional, and spiritual growth, leading to life-changing relationships. And when we extend through a text exchange and we're asking a question, which opens the journey to active listening, to building empathy, to building rapport, to building influence in people, which ultimately leads to behavioral change. That's why we have a uniqueness in what we're doing. The science of communication is what we focus on, and we're experts in communication and delivering this kind of content through the text channel.
So if someone were, what's a great example? I mean, other than our stuff with the congregation and the church that we've worked with, it's baked into everything that we're interacting with. That's why it's hard. It's hard for sometimes a CRM has a text message platform built in or baked into the CRM, and people think, okay, that's the way we need to communicate. we can do that quickly via text message here in our CRM. And you have a very clear message for people who say that the CRM and the texting, I've got it already. You know, I hear it a lot, but you have a very clear message, a response to that kind of hurdle.
Yeah, text messaging in and of itself is a separate channel, as we've talked about before. It's the ability to directly connect to people, laser shot. And so when you open up that dialogue of communication, being able to, again, create the journey, the active journey of science of words, asking the question, building active listening, empathy, rapport, influence, behavioral change, which is what ultimately comes from that. But when we talk about a platform, or whether it's a CRM or a text platform, those systems don't do anything for you. You need a human being behind there to create the content in order for that to be effective. So CRM platforms fail often because folks that are updating the information don't update the information properly, right? Or they don't, if they have a platform inside of a CRM package, it requires a human being to sit behind there and create all the content and messaging. We specialize, our expertise is in the science of words. It's also in the managed and measured structure of messaging. So creating the content for folks to be able to get them to act. And
the CRM platform doesn't create messaging for them.
That's right. It doesn't create the messaging. It provides the medium for which you're going to send a message. So that's the text platforms that exist in the world. That's a CRM package.
It would be like giving somebody a pen and paper and saying, here you go. And then they're the ones who have to write it down on the pen and paper and to send a note or to write a letter. They're the ones who have to, somebody has to create it. A human being has to create that interaction. So I love
that. The content is king. I mean, that's where you drive the relationship further. So when we say it all matters, what you say, when you say, why you say it, how you say it, where you say it, the content curation. So curating the content, creating empathetic responses. These are things that there are keywords, and we have a whole synthesis of information around these keywords themselves. So what, and I'm not talking about a text keyword that you text in. I'm talking about the message that goes into a text that is a key to the success of that message. So ensuring that those words, the right words used in the right time with the right message, create that response that we're looking for customers.
Yeah. And then being able to utilize bot technology, that it helps it kind of grow. So, you know, that's something we talk about all the time, that CRMs don't have that. So they don't have the active listening, the empathy, the rapport, the influence of behavior. They don't have the understanding of the science of words, the creation of the messaging themselves. And they don't have the technology to integrate our bot technology, which takes in account the science of words, to be able to send a good campaign and to actually get a response back from people and to sound like it's listening. You say this all the time. Unfortunately, technology can be more empathetic than a human being nowadays.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And just to recap these steps from a CRM package perspective. So your CRM package doesn't understand the science of words, which we've covered. It doesn't create your messaging for you. It doesn't utilize bot technology to drive client engagement. The data is only as good as the team's input. It requires resources to manage that aren't trained in messaging. It's not turnkey, and CRMs don't produce results and outcomes for their clients or on their own. So
when you've been a CEO, you've been a leader in companies for a long time, Josh. And when people who come up to you and say, "Hey, I have this great software for you," what were your responses? I mean, it's part of the reason we do what we do today.
Well, I think through the challenges of leading large businesses, what we found is that there's always, you know, whenever there is a challenge, there's somebody there with a software package to attempt to solve that challenge, right? So they come to you, they sit down and say, hey, this software will do all these things. The problem is the software itself is the medium, the delivery point to be able to do those things. You really need a person behind that in order to build it out. It wasn't until bot technology came along and the ability to interact with a human via a bot on the other end in an empathetic way, that we've really been able to solve a lot of these challenges from software packages that say, hey, we don't have to just download another software package and hope that we can hire the right person to send the right message. We now have the technology at our disposal that we're delivering to our clients all over the globe that help them with developing that messaging. So when we talk about managed and measured messaging, It truly is the creation and curation of the messages that are going to get responses. And I can't overemphasize that enough. I mean, it is truly what you say that gets those responses. Just like in a normal relationship that you have face to face, when you build empathy in a relationship through communicating with others, the most basic human interaction, it really drives an outcome for towards that relationship. And trust is so key in relationships, and we're building trust through empathetic messaging.
What's the sweetest sound in any language to a person? Do you know the answer? I've said this before. I don't think I've ever said it on the podcast, but do you know what that is, Josh?
I don't know.
Someone's name. If you say someone's name to them and say, "Hey, Josh, how are you?" Or, "Hey, you know," someone comes
up. The personalization of that interaction up front. Yes. Yeah. Builds a deeper, meaningful connection.
Yeah. So, and it doesn't matter what language you speak. You know, someone could be speaking French to you. You don't understand a word that they say, but when they say, "Hey, Joe," you're like, "Hey, wait, you do know my name. That's great." So that's awesome, man. Hey, thanks for laying that out for everybody and all our listeners. Josh and I hope that you're getting kind of something from these podcasts that kind of help you develop thought process on why it's important for what you say, when you say it, why you say it, and how you say it. It matters. That's really what the goal of this podcast is, to kind of help teach you, help bring you along on our journey as we kind of share this with our clients, with our friends, with our family. I mean, Josh, you talk about this all the time with us and as a team meeting. Anytime we get together, it's important subject.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate that how much you can affect someone through the power of a word, whether it's a spoken word or written word, the correct words at the correct time can change emotion, drive outcomes, and really, like I said, lift, heal, or harm, depending upon how you respond. So,
and like Dr. MLK Jr., can change the world.
Can change the world, absolutely. So it's really awesome to see, like I said, through the quotes that you read. Today I've spent a lot of time, honestly, in reflection of his work and the embodiment of his work, and just looking and reading these quotes. I mean, there's so many quotes. If you look on LinkedIn today, you know, obviously being MLK Day, there's so many quotes out there. And there's a lot of power-packed message behind those words. And so they're not just something that's put on a placard now in remembrance, but it's really, really cool and really powerful to see those words spoken. And in a time like we're in today, you know, like you fast forward into 2021 and all that's going on in the world today, and how you can help and heal through the power of words. It's impactful.
Thanks again, Josh. And thanks, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Electrify Your Message podcast. And until next time, we'll see you later.
We'll see you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.